No, how you gonna come in here talking about so? JL was talking about the Seahawks like that. Yo,
what's happening?
Yo, what's happening, my boy?
Clubhead.
What's up with it?
The man, myth, the legend. He finally on the pub, man.
Come on, man. Let's do it.
Dude ain't been here since season one.
Bro, you right about that. Hey, I want you to remember that, too. I've been rocking with y'all since season one. Don't you forget about that.
I don't know. I seen that Seahawks stuff you was talking about.
Hey, I call it like I sees it, man. I'm saying.
Yeah, but was you seeing it now?
Hey, look. Y'all came out a little bit stronger than I thought y'all would, for sure.
Come on, man. It's real trenches over here. They not trenches over there like that. I told y'all that.
You right about that. You want to hop right into that? What you want to do first, yo?
Yeah, we could start with the Niners.
Yeah, let's start with the Niners. I want to hear Ed's two cents on what he's seen so far from the team. Because me personally, I was hyping up that Steelers matchup for a couple months now. Y'all came and y'all took their lunch money, bro. It was really, really, really bad. So talk to me a little bit about that.
That Steelers game, I'm not even going to lie. That game, I did think that they was going to put up more of a fight. So I'm not going to sit here and say that going into that game, I thought we was going to come out like that on them. Like, they kind of shocked me a little bit coming out as flat as they did. I felt like we just was ready. Mm-hmm. Our defense ain't taking a step back, in my opinion. I mean, like any defense, like from Sunday, you know, we have some things that we need to clean up. Uh-huh. But that game in particular, like, I just felt like all cylinders was hitting. Offense was hitting. Defense was hitting. Fred was being Fred per usual. You know what I'm saying? He not taking a step back. He keep going. We just looked good all around. You know what I mean? Bosa was getting his legs back. So I didn't expect too much nothing from him yet. You know what I mean? But he did say he getting his football win back up. So, you know, he should be coming sooner than later.
And I think Bosa is smart at this point. Like, he don't got nothing to prove. He got the DPOY on his resume. He can go as the season go. Like, no, it's no reason to chase sack numbers or whatever the thing is. Be healthy when the games matter.
Correct.
I think the thing that probably surprised me the most about that game, well, there was a couple things. One, Ayuk, man, that boy is special.
Hey,
bro.
I was reporting all offseason that he was having the best camp on that Niner team. Yep. It was obvious what he like. And then people like was trying to say a couple months ago that Amon-Ra was better than him. I'm like, mm-hmm. Man, knock it off, man.
Yeah, the thing with these wide receivers, I don't know where to put him. I think tiers are more fair. There's just so many fucking good wide receivers in the league right now.
The crazy thing, the one thing about him, his case is so unique because he plays for Shanahan with other crazy weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, that kind of hinders him on wide receiver placement around the league.
Yeah, for sure. He's not going to get a lot of the same looks or volume opportunities a lot of the dudes get. But, dude, like, when he has games like that, it's just I can see why y'all are, for one, worried that he might leave and why so many other teams want him. It's just like, he's a technician, bro. He's explosive.
Yeah, he's a technician, bro.
No, he's ridiculous. That was my number one takeaway is, like, damn, is he wide receiver one on that team right now?
He's the pure wide receiver one, yeah.
For sure.
Debo just a dog. He's just, like, super
athletic. He's a football player.
He's
probably the most dynamic weapon. Maybe CMC, bro.
Shout out my boy Kev, because he said it 2 years ago that Ayuk was wide receiver one.
Man, I pulled the tweets the other day. I've been saying it.
Yeah.
No, man, he's special.
Tell me, man.
That was probably my number one say was Ayuk. If Ayuk is that good this entire season, then that changes the temperature in the room for sure. But I think my other takeaway was, I know y'all are going up against Matt Canada's offense, and y'all, a lot of people feel about Matt Canada. I was reading a stat the other day, actually. Did you know that since 2019, every other team in the league has had a game in which they've had 300 total yards of offense at least twice, and the Steelers haven't done that?
Wow.
They're like, it's disgustingly bad over there for them offensively. But y'all defense came out with a lot more intensity. Like, it wasn't even a contest. Like, they could not move the ball in that game. And I was honestly expecting there to be some sort of a step back with Wilkes being there, because y'all know how I feel about Wilkes. I don't like him. I think he consistently underachieves with talent. But yeah, y'all just got 11 dudes who just want to punch you in the mouth in football, bro. Just hustling, just physical, just fast. Yeah. It look like none of that really changed.
Me and Ant were talking a little bit before we got on the pod, and we said the only thing, and this is not a nitpick thing, because even the top teams, like we saw with the Eagles, a lot of these teams, every team has flaws, glaring ones at that. Oh. Every team, like it's not a team that's clear cut above the rest, honestly. But I think you could run on the Niners. The Rams showed it.
You think so? Let me hear Ed 2 cents on that too, because I did see. I don't know if it's just McVay is just and Stafford are just like weird to go up against, but I mean they did do some stuff in that game. I was like, wow, like they kind of moving the ball up and down the field right now.
I was telling him that like I kind of got to let it play out just a little bit more, only because normally we don't let somebody just run on us like that, mm-hmm. and because they was doing all these dump offs and like everything was open in the passing game underneath. It was opening up their run game, in my opinion.
Right.
Because, I mean, week one, the run game was non-existent. Mm-hmm. Now you have, what, 20, 30 yards somewhere in there. So this week, I'm like, at one point, the defense just was on the field forever. Like, I'm at home watching. I'm kind of just like, damn, like, I ain't seen the offense in a minute because they just still got the damn ball. So mm-hmm. I kind of got to let, like, at least another, like, couple games play out, in my opinion, for myself before I'll be like, okay, we do got a problem stopping the run now for some reason. But I don't know. The Rams just was – they had a good game plan yesterday, in my opinion. Like, I mean, they shocked me a little bit. Like, they gave us a run for our money. But they just was able to just make every pass. Puka just was open. Tutu was handling his business. Like, but when they needed to hand off, they just didn't. They was popping, like, five a carry here and there.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the big things with Puka kind of emerging is they kind of found somebody – in theory, to feel like that Robert Woods role. You remember how they lost him, and then it was kind of just the Cooper Kupp show for a while there. But I feel like they found somebody who can separate and who's smart and intelligent and get open across the middle of the field, just like Kupp, which makes him super versatile. And there's no film on a lot of these dudes. Like Tutu Atwell, he was a practice squad player for multiple years before y'all saw him yesterday. And Puka, he's a rookie, I believe. He burst onto the scene, you know, these first couple of weeks now. But I think a lot of it was just them spreading out loud so much with those perimeter plays, and they come back across the middle, and you know what they do with the wide zone stuff. It just there's a lot to defend, a lot of window dressing, and Stafford and McVay are still an elite duo, bro. Like in terms of the quarterback play calls, so it was a lot to handle for sure.
That's exactly what we were saying. Like they were stretching the Niners defense thin. We literally said that right before the pod. They did a good job. Yes.
Stafford healthy, so
yeah.
He looking like him his old self. I mean, you know, he putting passes on the money, but they was stretching us out. That's what me and Bear was talking about.
Yeah, no, they were doing a solid job, dog, for sure.
And I mean, they was doing a lot of underneath stuff. Like we wasn't giving it up nothing deep. Like, all right, if you get anything from us, you're going to take everything underneath.
All right. So with that being said, I want y'all to remember what you just said about this Red Sea when I bring this up next. Can I post the Seahawks a little bit of bail for that week one game? Can I post them a smidgen of bail?
Why?
Well, for one, I thought because everybody was talking about how the Seahawks, in terms of they run defense, like they was going to be had. They actually did a pretty solid job, all things considered. Now, I know Cam Akers had a lot to do with that because he had like 23 carries for 21 yards, but they did held that running game in check for most of the afternoon. I think their main thing was they couldn't move the ball for some reason. Their offense just was stagnant, like in a way that I've never – well, I won't say never. They're not like they out here flying around the ball all the time, but Geno could not get them up and down the field, bro. It was just – the Rams were just making plays on open field. So I think
it was the pressure was getting back there too, though.
I mean, true.
So that line was getting ate up.
They were a lot better yesterday against the Lions too, which is kind of strange to me. But I was trying to like maybe that's just like a week one preseason shaking off the rust type of thing, in my opinion, because I thought the offense was way more of an issue than the defense. And you got to remember with them too, the Seahawks don't have their full arsenal of defensive players, and everybody kind of made fun of them. And I guess they should have took Jalen Carter, showed up the trenches, but they clearly told everybody this offseason, look, we're a secondary leading team. The strength of our defense is our secondary. We're going to play 2 high, and we're going to take Devin Witherspoon number 5, and we're going to have Adams back there and him and Tariq Woolen, and we're going to make y'all go up and down the field with us because we don't think you can keep with offense. The only problem with that is if you're in a tight game, that's not gonna work out for you. And with their offense not being able to move the ball, really, just they kind of just hung them out to dry, and you know, then they started chipping away at them in the air. So I'm gonna wait before I walk the Seahawks tight back a little bit. I gotta see it play out a little bit because I think they're still getting their feet up under.
Yeah, I agree with that. They did well against the Lions on the as far as in the run game, they held them to, I think, as a team, I think they held them to like 3.5 yards a carry or something like that.
Right, it's manageable.
Yeah, they I mean, I think all right, well, let me ask this: after what you done saw, what we seen through the first 2 weeks, are the Seahawks or the Rams better right now?
The Seahawks or the Rams better?
Yeah.
I think that's a good question. Through the first 2 weeks, I trust that the I know the Rams just beat the shit out of them, obviously, so I could obviously the Rams beat them head to head. But I just that Lions game, it with DK and they have three good tight ends. They have Noah Fant. They have that Parkinson kid in Will Disley.
Dude, they went three tight end set for like a whole drive at like two drives at a point.
Yeah, it's just they're just so they got. So many more ways to beat you, I think, offensively. It's like they got three good tight ends. They got DK, they got Jax, they got Lockett. Okay, you combine that with Kenneth Walker, who is still kind of maybe shaking off some rust, and Zach Charbonnet. Like, they should, in theory, be a way better offense than what I saw week one. And I think that's going to continue to show. And then defensively, I don't think we've seen the Seahawks full arsenal yet because, like I said, like the things that they came into the season wanting to do, they can't because Witherspoon not there and Adams is still hurt, you know?
Okay, and I know this. I know the real answer. You're probably gonna say neither, but who poses more of a threat to you guys long term?
Right now, Seattle.
Okay.
Right now, Seattle. I mean, in my opinion, the Rams got a lot of young guys out there. So I mean, they kind of just got some guys that's out there that's scrappy and can play football a little bit. But I don't really see them as a threat. They're not really gonna do too much nothing. You know what I mean? They're going to definitely compete with the other teams in the division as far as, like, giving them a run for their money. Like, all right, you're not going to just come out here and get a win on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they showed that yesterday. Like, I think we were going there and put hands on them. Yeah, I did. But they put up a fight. You know what I'm saying? So, long-term-wise, as far as, like, as the season goes on, maybe towards the end, it'll be Seattle. I mean, I assume they kind of get some stuff figured out. But Seattle lost to the Rams week one, but I also chuck some of that stuff up sometimes to just division games. Like, it's you gonna lose a team to your division. You see them twice a year.
Yeah, definitely. You put that probably better than I could have when you said I believe you were alluding to McVay. It's just they since they're a division opponent, they see y'all so much, there's a familiarity with them too. And when you got someone like McVay, you could scheme plays to work. But at a certain point, you gotta have guys who can just win. You gotta have talent. I just don't think the Rams have that.
Correct. Yeah. All right. It's a couple of games that had a couple of teams that featured 2-0 teams or 0-2 teams. I want to talk about a couple of those games because a couple of those teams are surprising by record. Let's start off with the Ravens and Bengals. Ravens are now 2-0. Bengals 0-2. How do you guys feel about those teams the 2 weeks?
Mike, you was talking about beforehand. So go ahead.
Ravens beat the Texans last week 25-9, and the Bengals lost to the Bengals lost bad to the Browns last week 24-3.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, first of all, shout out to Lamar Jackson 3-1 versus Joe Burrow 7-1 overall versus the Bengals. People try to act like he can't throw the football, can't think or do anything. So, shout out to my boy. That's number one. Yeah. I think the Ravens are starting, I think, with Tom Monk's offense being implemented and then being able to play, I think, more closely to what Lamar was doing in college as opposed to what he was doing. I think you're going to really start to see being able to spread these teams out and still do a lot of what they were doing before with power running game.
Yep.
I think that's going to be dangerous. They just still not – they don't have the chemistry right yet. It's going to take some time.
Lamar himself did look good yesterday after week one where, to his standards, he didn't – play
look real good. And these are two good DCCs he went up against, too. This is D'Amico and then Lou Amarillo.
Yeah, he looked good yesterday. The Bengals, I know people want to say, okay, it's two things. I know the slow starts, like we're used to them with the slow starts. Can't do that this year with that division being good. And then Zach Taylor, that this is the year, bro. It's his final year.
You said this is his last year?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's a take.
The offense looks the exact same. There's no new wrinkles. Like, there's nothing. It's vanilla.
Yeah, it looks stale out there.
How much of that is Joe Burrow not being 100%, though?
Yeah, like, how much can we attribute some of that to? Some of that, too. It's a mix of a couple of different things, actually. But, yeah, you can't start slow this year, bro.
Not in that division. My thing with the Bengals is, and someone alluded to this the other day, too, is a lot of their success obviously has been, like, their offense has been super dynamic when you have 2-1, so when you have, top three, top five quarterback in this league. And they're able to overcome a lot of their offensive line issues because of that. But, I mean, Cleveland wasn't ready yet. And the Steelers were kind of still recovering from, the big, like, getting out from under, Big Ben. And they just had a whole era of Steelers football they had to, like, reestablish. And the Ravens, I mean, you already seen it this year, but the injuries were just piling up a lot for them. I'm not going to say the Bengals are a product of those injuries and things that are going on in the division, but their division, like you're saying, is a lot better this year, dude.
Yeah,
like,
the league, the division caught up.
Like, the division caught up to them as far as talent. And so, I mean, now you got to have a guy who can – you can't just win within the margins anymore. You can't just out-talent people. You have the guy who can actually, like, do stuff. And I know their defense can, but like you're saying with Zach Taylor – and Joe Mixon, he's not quite the same as he was a couple years ago. So I really wonder where they go from here. I'm not out on them. I'm just saying, like, it's definitely something to be worried about with this division. I don't think you can catch Baltimore starting 0-2.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, we can go to the next game. This one's funny. Commanders 2-0, Broncos 0-2. Commanders won, beat the Broncos 35-33.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, and the Hail Mary, that was a crazy game. The Broncos lost to the Raiders last week 17-16, while the Commanders beat the Cardinals 20-16. So, how do you guys feel about those two teams?
Commanders and Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can say this one, Ed. I don't even know what I got to say about these guys.
The Broncos is not really doing that special for me. I mean, I seen week one, Russell's kind of looking like old Russ a little bit, like he was doing a more rolling out and creating more. So it wasn't looking as stale as it was last season. But, I mean, I don't – it's just – it's taking a while for the Broncos to get right. they can't beat the Raiders. So – we on what, year three or four for them where they can't beat them yet? And they put up 16 points last week on the Raiders.
Yeah. The almighty Sean Payton. I got some words for that guy.
I know you do. That's all. Like, I'm like, you might as well take this one, but
Jesus Christ.
They not really. I don't really see nothing different.
You know what their offense is?
What is it?
It's a lot of glimpses of what these guys are, or like what we pictured them, what they were. Like, we saw, like you said, Ant Russ last week, it's glimpses of Russ. We saw it this week with the two bombs to Marvin Mims. Like, Russ, god damn, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even Javonte coming back from the injury, like, he had a couple runs last week, and it's like, okay, Javonte, then this week he ends the game with 44 yards, 3.7 to carry. Like, it's just, like, it's pop plays for them. Like, they have to put it together for four quarters. But shout out to them. Keep losing. The Saints have their second round pick. Sean Payton, you are a product of Drew Brees. Thank you. You are never welcome back ever. When we play you guys, you will get a boo in the stadium. I hope we play. I hope we play y'all in New Orleans next time. My God. You are not welcome in the state no more.
Man, no love for Sean Payton? Zero?
At all?
Zero.
Not even a little bit? Like, you don't, like, remember him holding up that trophy? No good memories, no nothing.
Bruh, I mean, you could have been losing games like that in New Orleans. You could have stayed.
You really could have.
I mean, dude, you training for Adam Troutman to do what? Like, you training for Will Lutz to miss kicks? Like, you could have did that shit here still, gang, but shout out to you. We got a first-round pick out of that guy that turned out to be Brian Brzee, who is Chris Jones Jr. Thank you.
Chris Jones Jr.
Jones Jr.
I agree with most of what y'all said about the Broncos. I'm going to give this little Sean Payton experiment a little bit because I think I got to remember he came here to fix the Broncos, not Russ. So, I mean, maybe there's a path year two for him, and they just don't have the bodies to do what he want to do right now. He's got to try to win. But
that is a good perspective. That's a good perspective. I never thought about it like that. This is a clear case where they're going to fire, where they're going to get rid of the quarterback before the coach.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, no, like they're not tied to, well, they are because, like, geez, I feel so bad for Broncos fans. I was just talking to my buddy about that. He's a Broncos fan. And so, back-to-back years, you sell the farm out for Russ and Sean Payton, and you have nothing to show for it, dog. Like, that is so brutal, bro. I feel bad for him and then all the injuries and everything. Really, all they got to look forward to is Pat Surtain Jr. over there. So, they kind of in the ruts. Now, this Sam Howell thing, I'm kind of intrigued by it. I wish David was on the pod. I was talking to him before that. You remember he was doing that episode on Too Much Sports.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, Eric Bieniemy with these weapons with Sam Howell, I'm kind of interested to see what it looks like. And, you know, he kind of making some crazy throws out there. He had
a top three throw of the weekend.
Yeah.
I seen that.
Terry throw was, oh, my God. That shit was crazy.
I seen that. That was a nice little dot.
Yeah, and Brian Robinson looks like an NFL running back.
Yeah, he does, and they're doing some crazy stuff. Like, they got a nice 1-2 punch with Gibson. Like, they kind of look like they got a direction. So, I mean, in a couple years here, maybe, you know, I don't know if Sam Howell's the guy, obviously, but I'm liking what I'm seeing out of that offense.
Hey, how fitting is it that Chase Young playing the best ball on his contract year?
Oh, man, what are they going to do with him? Like, do you trust it? I mean, he's injury prone, but he got, like, clear physical talent. He got a role somewhere in the league.
Yeah. I think Baltimore, he goes to Baltimore if he leaves, but yeah.
I like that. He kind of like, I don't know what they're going to do with Clowney after this year, but maybe he replaces him.
Yeah. It just makes sense because he stays in that area that he's from.
Mm-hmm.
They need a rusher.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me, too. But I think my stock on the Commanders is slightly up. I would love to see, are they better than the Giants?
Yes.
Yes.
I think, like, if they play head-to-head, they would beat them.
The Giants, they don't really pose a threat for me. So, I mean, I mean, they barely put that win out yesterday. Shit. I mean, that's a good comeback win for them. But, I would choose Washington right now before I choose the Giants.
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you another question.
They play – the first time they play is week 7 at the Giants.
I'm locked into that game. Let me ask y'all another question here. Not to rehash the whole topic, but Panthers or Giants right now today, who wins if they play?
We got to see the Panthers tonight.
Just saying, look, I know I apologized last episode, but these niggas, they slowly cashing my checks for me right in front of my eyes. They are so bad, bro.
Yeah, they are. They are bad.
Before they had that touchdown off of that Ayuk play, Ayuk play led to their touchdown drive. Did y'all know in 10 quarters they had been outscored 98-7? That's dating back to that divisional game against Philly, lost 38-7, then 40-0 against the Cowboys, and then they were down 20-0 at some point in that game.
Oh my!
That
I was seeing through the first, what was it? Six quarters, they was down 60-0 or something like that.
60-0 on the season this far, and then you had the other 38 from the divisional round against Philly. Like that, I know we give David a lot of credit, but he cannot overcome a lot of the issues that this team has, in my opinion. Like that offensive line is terrible. They don't really have any difference makers outside of Dex on defense, and Deontay Banks is probably the second best defensive player. He's a fucking rookie corner. Like,
yep, I just my eyes just saw Xavier McKinney getting trucked by Joshua Dobbs for a touchdown.
They would probably be better off being asked this year. Like everybody knew that Daniel Jones' contract was bad, except for Giants fans for some reason. Offensive line, they've been trying to fix it for 12 years now; it's still not fixed. Defensive line got no edge rushers. Kayvon Thibodeau, like, is he a myth? Is he that guy still play football? Can y'all let me know, like, what has he done?
He didn't have a stat. He didn't register a stat through 3.5 quarters.
I don't think he did. Yeah, Aziz?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I did. That roster is so devoid of talent. It actually makes it even more impressive that they were able to do what they did last year.
And the offensive line is so funny. they one of their guards got hurt a play. Glowinski went in. That very next play, they ran a power play. I forgot if it was like a power toss or whatever, but he whiffed a block like as soon as he got in. It was comedy. It was a three-yard loss.
I just looked at the stats from yesterday. Kayvon has zero tackles, zero sacks. He has one quarterback hit.
Dog.
Everything zero across the board, except for one quarterback hit.
Oh, man.
Dex out there by him fucking self, bro. That's so terrible. Your best pass rusher is a true nose. Like, you have two good DBs. Maybe it's McKinney. He's above average. And rookie Deonte Banks. You have no receivers. Waller is okay. Like, no offensive line. Saquon is dependent on the offensive line to be good, and they not.
Yeah.
They ain't even showing this nigga back. You ain't even got no team tackle. Like, you ain't even get to no ball, nigga. Like,
no assist, bro. No assist.
Nothing, bro.
Did he get a hurry? Bro. No pressure? No.
The whole tackle category for him is zero.
Bro. I'm looking at it. No, it's actually – listen, man. I seen they tricked a lot of people last year. And it was funny about it, is, you know, circle back to my Panthers take, is they only won two more games than the Panthers did all of last year. So it's not even like it was this crazy mismatch. Now, I got to see what Carolina looks like tonight, but the Giants team right now, as it looks, they are one of the five worst teams in football right now.
Whew. Daniel Jones threw a pick yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did.
And he has one tackle.
At one point – yesterday, Daniel Jones had a 28.4 passer rating. Now, I want y'all to know, if you dirted the ball every single time you drop back, I believe the worst you can get is a 22. So, like, they got issues over there, bro.
This is actually insane that Daniel Jones has a tackle in the tackle category and Kayvon has zero.
That is fucking insane, dog. Jesus.
That is crazy to me.
Hey, man.
We'll see how this pans out. But, yeah, nah, as I'm looking at this, okay, then the Cardinals, the Bears, and then, I don't know, maybe the Broncos. Broncos and one other team, five worst teams in football right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awful. Awful.
Just so you know, Giants is coming this way this Thursday. I will be in the building.
That's another ass whooping, man. They better put you on the screen again.
Hey, it's mandatory.
We're
down there row four with it, so you know what I'm saying, camera might swing my way. We'll see.
Oh, we'll see. All right. Let me get a little free advertising, man. Hold up a deep third sign for me.
Definitely.
y'all make some shirts. I'll lift the jersey up, show the shirt. You feel me?
All right, for sure. So, all
right. Next game, Dolphins Pats.
Dolphins
won 24-17. Dolphins are 2-0. The Pats are 0-2. The Dolphins they beat the Chargers last week 36-34. And the Pats lost last week to the Eagles. They actually look good in both games.
They Gator Eagles run for their money last week.
Yeah.
They did.
They just start these games too slow. They just started both of these games too slow.
They can't. They have, like I say, same fucking problem, bro. They don't have dynamic offensive weapons.
Exactly.
Just, it is what it is. You can't keep up with the Phillies, with the Miami Dolphins of the world if your number one receiver is Kendrick Bourne. It's not going to happen.
It's not 2002 no more, Bill, where you can feel a crazy defense and the offense kind of just skate by.
Correct.
You know what's crazy, too?
Mediocre receivers.
Exactly. And y'all know it's crazy, too. I like Mac Jones, man. I think he's a gamer. I think he gets back there. I think he makes good decisions with the ball. He can distribute. He can make throws. Like, he doesn't have the biggest arm, but, like,
through all the jokes, he's an NFL guy.
He's clearly an NFL starter. It's just they have nothing for him to work with over here, bro. It's nothing. They don't have any guys who can create, like, downfield separation, so you sit on everything. I mean – Their receivers yesterday collectively as a unit, they're averaging 7.5 yards per pass, bro, or yards per catch.
And then
win in this league like that.
And then when you combine the running game, Stevenson, Ramondre had 15 carries, 50 yards, 3.3 a carry, and Zeke had 5 carries for 13 yards. So, I mean.
Mm-hmm. If you combine their rushing longest play and their passing long, it's 32 yards, bro. You cannot win in the current NFL like this, man. And you're not gonna. The defense did its part for the most part. I think holding the Dolphins to 24 points is a really. That's actually pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, Mac Jones had the longest run of the day with 18 yards, by the way. So
they got the kid out there with nothing, man. It's just I would feel bad for him if I cared about the Patriots, but I mean they don't have anything for him. And I do think the Pats got their own issues as far as stopping the run because I mean the Dolphins ran all over them. Motion averaged damn near 7 yards a pop. Yeah. And they had 145 yards to the team. But they did a good job slowing down Reek and Waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
They got a lot of DBs.
Like you said, they need to put some more fire on that offense. You trying to throw deep to Kendrick Bourne. He ain't no speed demon like that.
Dude, he was a gunner for the Niners 3 years ago. Now he's the number one.
He was that's what I'm saying. I'm like, he was wide receiver 3 over there, so I'm just like, press. Why you got him as your number one over there? He not fast like that. He's not a number one guy. He nowhere near it. So,
yeah.
And then they brought Juju over there. I mean, it's essentially the same receiver.
Right.
Yeah. They got a bunch of guys who all do the same thing essentially.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
looking at the show. Cole Strange is on the receiving leaders. They starting with that 3 yard catch. You remember that scene?
Yeah. He's a crazy athlete for catching that pass at the end
and trying to circuit that first.
Yeah, you could. He's a crazy athlete, low key.
Hey man, call me corny, but you cannot overturn that call, bro. You cannot not give him the first right there.
Yeah,
I thought it was a first.
I thought it was a first
replay.
I thought it was
like it. Ain't nothing was clear and obvious about that though. Like,
yeah, I thought it was clear first.
Off the strength of him going up and snatching that catch, bro, I'm giving him the first down. Just off the strength of that.
Yeah. I thought he cleared it anyway, but
I don't know. They wanted to go home. I get it.
Yeah. Next game. I don't know which one to choose, but I'm gonna choose the one that kinda don't matter to us, Jab, but it was still a decent game. Kansas City versus Jacksonville. I actually got something to say about Kansas City. But they both 1-1. Kansas City is they won 17-9. They won. I mean they lost last week to the Lions in that close game. And then Jacksonville, they beat the Colts last week, 31-21. How you guys feel about the game or either of those two teams?
I want to hear what you got to say about KC first, because I think we think about the same thing.
Yeah, the Eric Bieniemy being gone thing, is it showing?
Oh, no, I was saying that they might have a top 10 defense in the league right now.
Yeah, okay, so remember, I think it was a year or two ago, I think it was last year when I was saying that the defense was going to be the strong point of that team. I was just a year early.
Yeah, no, but they got some guys up front. They don't have a Menahu yet either. So, and y'all saw how he looked with the Niners last year. So, add that to Chris Jones, who's a world beater. And their secondary playing well. I like Spagnuolo. I like aggressive DCs. I'm coming to find that out about me. I like Todd Bowles. I like guys who get after you and try to, like, blitz and create different looks. But,
yeah,
this is definitely the most talented defense Pat's ever played with. So, that's going to carry them a while until this offense figures it out.
Yeah,
but what were you saying about EB?
I think it's showing. I don't know if it's that or just their receiving weapons are young. Because Kelce didn't really make an impact. 4 catches for 26 yards. He had the touchdown, but I don't know.
I'm gonna see if they can get going a little bit. I mean, he just came back, so
yeah.
I mean, I didn't expect him to do too much or nothing. I mean, I'm trying to let some of this shit play out just a little bit. It's still early. And so, I think they ain't the first time they started off a little slow. So,
yeah.
You know, I can't count them out yet. Early in the season, it's 1-1. They're not 0-2. And so,
yeah.
You know,
the Jags got to learn to finish drives.
Yeah.
That's my only thing about them. I don't really.
Trevor Lawrence didn't throw no touchdowns yesterday. Nobody scored.
Yeah, T-Law looks kind of crazy to start the year so far. I will say that. It's, maybe a lot of it is like yesterday, but he does not look like I had him as like a preseason MVP candidate. And he does not look like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christian Kirk, 11 receptions, 110 out there.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley, how y'all feeling about him?
No, he's definitely like a big addition to that offense for sure. I would love to see him and Trevor play a couple more weeks together. But I think I think an interesting thing to watch with that team is y'all remember how Christian Kirk last year was he was really big for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering because I know week one Zay Jones outsnapped him. I'm wondering if Ridley kind of diminishes like Kirk's role and what that looks like, you know, because Zay is more of an outside receiver than he is, and I know Ridley got slot versatility. So I'm wondering what that's gonna look like for him.
Y'all want to go to the next game?
Yeah, let's keep it rolling.
All right, this game matters for us. Jab, the Falcons, fucking surprising people. They're 2-0. They beat the Panthers last week. Green Bay's 1-1. They beat the Bears last week. Jordan Love looks like a player, though, man.
I like what I'm seeing from him.
Me too.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. He kind of surprised me, but he's looking good out there. I mean, he delivering. Like, and it's just that simple. He just – every pass on point, every pass is accurate.
Yep.
I like what I'm seeing from him. I ain't going to lie, he surprised me. I didn't expect him to do all this. So, he got me locked in, and he kind of got me being a fan now, low-key.
No turnovers through two games?
Yeah, that's lovely.
The Falcons, 2-0. Bijan, 124 on the ground with 19 carries.
He's special, man.
Yeah, he's crazy, man. He's crazy.
He's special. I just at his size, bro. Like the cuts and like the agility that he has. He's 6'1", like 230. He's gonna be a problem, man. I'm very, very, very nervous to play that team this year, dude. Like that. I know Ridder can't make a lot of these throws, and they don't really use their weapons on the outside. But Bijan could win that game against us by himself.
Yeah. He added 4 catches for 48 yards. Drake London got going. 6 catches, 67 yards, the touchdown. Kyle Pitts still hasn't contributed. 2 catches, 15 yards. But they stick to what they run the ball, screens. Yeah, they keep it simple. Read options. But if you force them to throw it down the field, we see. Or if you get pressure on Desmond Ridder, we see what it is that he's – yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. They were just showing him a minute ago. They keep getting Bijan involved. He's going to be special.
Yeah, Bijan's he's special, bro.
He's nice.
And they're going to.
The Lions need to learn quickly that they need to learn they need to use Gibbs.
Yes.
You know, at some point, right?
Yeah, at some point. Like, they got to just understand. He's special, too. Yeah. Okay. Colts, Texans. Colts 1-1. They lost to the Jags last week. Houston 0-2. They lost to the Ravens last week. Anthony Richardson, special football player. He's special.
I'm such a huge fan, man. I love what I'm seeing from him. He's like you said, he's special. He a gamer. He a athlete. He doing it all.
Yeah.
Big, strong quarterback.
Yeah. If you don't look at the stat sheet, last week, C.J. Stroud even looked good. If you do look at the stat sheet this week, he looks even better. I mean, because they had to throw the ball. But, yeah, C.J. Stroud's a football player, too. He's an NFL quarterback, too.
Yeah.
Tank Dell, football player. Both of those teams is just about developing the young guys. But we see the trajectory. It's a upward trajectory. What you think, Jap?
I think I already like Stroud pre-draft. He reminded me a lot of Joe Burrow coming out. It's the same Richardson got hurt because I would have loved to see the two of them going at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Texans in like a really unique spot where I think of all the teams that have like young developing talent, I think they can't take like the biggest leap next year. So, like, with D'Amico and year two of that defense, they had a lot of dudes like Petrie and Stingley and, you know, Will is going to be growing next year too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have cap space, so they should be able to take a lot of a leap next year. But with them being so bad, I think they're going to be the Marvin Harrison Jr. sweepstakes for this draft. And so when you add them next year, it's going to – like I keep saying, bro, like, the Joe Burrow parallels are really, really like, crazy because he's about to get his running mate, you know, all-time wide receiver prospect. And so you add that to Tank Dell.
I don't think they got their pick.
Oh my God, you're right about that. No, you're right.
The first that they have is the Browns, I think.
Is the Browns pick?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because that's right. Because they traded to go get Will back. Damn. Okay. Well, I ruined that whole take. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Now that's a damn shame. But now that they clearly need another receiver on this team. But I'm more of a dynamic weapon. But I like CJ, dude. Like he's a game ready. He's poised. He's accurate too.
Yeah.
Damn, I would have loved to see Marvin Harrison Jr. on Texas. That sucks.
Yeah.
That'd have been nice.
That would have been nice. I think the Colts in that sweepstakes as well, though.
Yeah, they are. It's too bad. That division got some nice quarterbacks except for Tennessee.
Yeah. We'll talk about Tennessee next. They're 1-1. They lost to the New Orleans Saints last week. The Chargers are 0-2. They lost that game to Miami last week. how you guys feel about either team? Who wants to go?
I'm gonna keep it short and sweet on the Titans. Very forgettable team except for the defensive line. Defensive line is nasty. D'Amico Autry doesn't get enough love. Simmons, Harold Landry, those guys up front, they don't get enough love. Kieran Byard. I really got nothing else positive to say about this team. Good gutty team win. Going to be a very annoying competitive team this year. Yeah. I think that loss is way more about the Chargers than it does the Titans.
Yeah, 100%.
Just with the Chargers, I was listening to a podcast the other day. Shout out to John Ledger. He's a great follower. Y'all should listen to some more of his stuff. But, I mean, we gotta be at the point where the names on the Chargers, like, we don't care about them anymore, right? Like, they just – I don't care they have Derwin James, Joey Bosa, Keenan Allen, all these guys. Like, they clearly don't have as much talent as we're giving them credit for every year. They clearly got a lot of holes. They soft up the middle of the defense. They brought in Eric Kendricks instead of what the Seahawks did. I think they brought in Bobby instead of a D tackle to kind of like put a band-aid on their run defense, but they still can't stop anybody. It's just there's nothing I like about that team except for Herbo and their play call. I like their play call. I think they can move the ball now in a lot of different ways.
Kellen.
Yeah, I like Kellen now, but
how much of that are we gonna check out the coaching?
Staley's ass. He needed a big guy. And I liked Staley a couple years ago, so I was a big fan of his. But he came in to fix that defense, and they've been terrible every year he's been there. So that's number one. And I don't know. And to be fair, I don't know how much of that is on him, because these guys are just like Joey Bosa. Except for yesterday, he's looking washed the last couple of years. Like Derwin can't stay healthy. Like Khalil Mack he's looking washed too. Sebastian Joseph Day, he's terrible. Like Kevin Murray's might be the worst starting linebacker in the league right now.
100%.
Jason Jackson regress. Like it's just how much of that?
A lot of washed niggas over there.
It's a lot of names that like people might recognize from Madden Ultimate Team, but they can't play football for real. It's just I don't know how much that is on him, but a lot of it has to be, right.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they didn't say like Quentin Johnson. Why is he bad? Why isn't he playing?
I don't know. I don't understand that either.
Because you look at all the other receivers who were taken around his area. Everybody else is hooping, bro.
Yeah.
Addison looks good. Fucking Zay Flowers looks amazing.
Yeah, all the other first rounders.
Yeah, why didn't they take Jackson Smith?
I was kind of shocked they drafted Quentin Johnson. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too.
I mean, another Mike Williams. So,
yeah, exactly. After just paying Mike Williams,
now they got two of them. Congratulations.
Yeah, I kind of was confused by that. I mean,
Zay Flowers was sitting right there, bro. Just perfect plug and play for that offense, man.
Yeah. Perfect.
We got a gunslinger quarterback like her that can get it out. So I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, drafting another guy who runs a 4-5 when you have a quarterback with a rocket arm. Congratulations.
Nice team building, guys. I mean, what do we expect from a team that – see, I mean, you just said it. The roster is ass.
This is not – I'll give them this. They have a pretty solid offensive line, but outside of that, I don't like shit about the roster, bro.
Yeah. All right. Next game, Bills. 38-10 over the Raiders. Both these teams are 1-1. The Raiders beat the Broncos last week, and the Bills lost to the Jets in overtime last week. The real Jimmy G show two picks, 16 for 24, 185. Josh Jacobs, the rushing leader last year. Nice job. Nine attempts, negative 2 yards. Great day on the ground for you, Josh Jacobs. Jimmy G got Devontae killed on a deep pass, going into triple coverage. Yeah, that Raider team, comedy. The Bills, Josh, you made Josh Allen not look like a bozo, 31 for 37, 3 touchdowns. James Cook had 123 on the ground, man.
He's nice, dog. He's nice. UGA made. I signed to his brother Dalvin too, but I'm glad they finally starting to realize that they need to run the football over there. They got a dynamic weapon to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got to take more. They got to continue to take less shit off of Josh Allen's plate, just so he doesn't go. And I think someone else had a crazy good analogy the other day. It made me actually think. I'm like, well, they got Superman back there, but sometimes you just need to get the cat down from the tree. You don't need to blow up the city. So yeah. I think,
wow,
that's a great analogy.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't need to go out and try to win every game. And it's just, I think they did a lot more stuff that would help him as a quarterback. You know, so. I still don't know how I feel about that in terms of, like, the class of the AFC, but, I mean, the Raiders always good get-right game. Am I right?
You saw him trying to do too much yesterday. I'm like, you really need to hurl that dude, or can you just
stop
that shit not necessary.
What is wrong with him, dog? Is he already have CTE?
This nigga be thinking he had tight end or something like that. Like, he tied in one. Like, dude, you're their franchise quarterback.
He makes, like, 4 plays a game where I'm like, bro, please slide, bro. Please.
Please. Lamar had one yesterday where he didn't slide and he kind of like was like shaking his hand like he nicked his hand yesterday. I'm like, bro, come on, Lamar. Come on.
Let's get down. Not a lot to say about the Raiders, though, right? Like, I mean, they're just bad. They're going to be a very mediocre team, right?
Yeah. I mean, their defense is always the same every year. Like, the defense is not all that. I mean,
have we ever said the Raiders had a good defense?
Oh, that's
somebody pointed out to me yesterday that the defense was on the field all day yesterday, which, I mean, it was, but the defense is not good, so it wouldn't matter if it was on the field all day or not.
Yeah, they don't have any guys over there, so
yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you do have to have a playmaker to create at least a turnover, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was a turnover in the game for the Bills.
Yeah, no, this is
defense not all that. Jimmy was kind of doing – a lot of us Niner fans kind of was getting PTSD watching the game because once you see Jimmy kind of doing all that little pitty-patter shit with his feet, something about to happen. Like, he about to throw a pick. He about to throw in a double coverage. It's about to be a hospital ball. It's about to be something. And I kid you not, he's pitty-pattering. I'm like, he don't know what the fuck to do right now.
Yeah.
I will say, like, he kind of – He got a little more guts than obviously, you know, they previous quarterback. That's your quarterback, Bear. But
I don't know who you're talking about.
So there is some times where, like, I mean, he did some shit where he got, like, last week, you know, he went to fought for that first down. You know what I'm saying? So he'll do shit like that. But I've told people, like, over the years when he was our quarterback, like, he do shit where it's like he do bonehead shit. Then at the same time, it's like there's times where, like, he do just enough to kind of help you win the game. Mm-hmm. But, like, he also did a lot of shit during that game to where you had to get to that point because he fucked up so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he messed up the flow of the game.
Yeah, like, you the one that fucked it off. So you kind of the reason why we had to get in this position for you to kind of get it back to where, like, all right, well, here I go. Here go the game winning field goal, at least. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it's such a roller coaster with him sometimes. Like, I don't know. And you can't really – Devontae's doing a great job of being his security blanket, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching and I'm seeing Devontae just reading everything he's doing, shit like that, and Jimmy just is – he there for him every play. So that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, that defense is I don't know when they plan on – I mean, over the years, the Raiders have always did these against the grain draft picks, and I don't know why.
There's just a couple teams every year you can just count on. They don't do shit to get better. The Commanders, the Raiders, I guess the Chargers in this boat too, the Broncos. Like, they, like, year to year, it's new name, same shit.
I'm like, who are these single digit niggas out there not doing nothing?
Yeah.
Dude, giving single digits to
Bro, I'm like, I didn't kind of look at who it was. I'm like, oh, that's that draft pick.
Bro, no more Raider talk. Next game, Dallas beats the Jets. Dallas 2-0. They obviously beat down the Giants last week. Jets won off the crazy punt return against the Bills last week. The Jets need to go find a quarterback.
Yeah. They need to go call Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
On some shit, man. Sure. Just a rough couple weeks for New York. Not a lot to look for. Jets defense is still pretty solid, but there's only so much you can do if your quarterback can only score 10 points a week.
Yeah. He turned the ball over 3 times, had 3 picks. So he gave the Cowboys 3 extra drives. So this is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know everybody waiting for the other shoe to fall with this Cowboys shit, but I really do feel like they're in the elite class this year, man. That is a special roster. That's a special group they got this year.
Yeah.
And the main beef we had with them last year is they couldn't stop the run. Oh, they're doing that now.
Yeah.
But I got to continue to see what the Cowboys are going to do. I want to see them go up against some actual competition because the Giants and the Jets are just
– yeah.
It's early, but everybody keep asking the question on Twitter. So, are they the best team in the league at this moment?
As it is right now, if I had to pick one team to be the best team in the league, I would probably say them. Yeah, and then I'd
lead them.
I would say y'all in Philly are probably right after that, and then I'm not really sure about the AFC. Like I guess KC, just because Mahomes, I would just lean them too, but. I would say from what I've seen so far, the top 3 teams are all on the NFC, and it's y'all, the Philly, and Dallas.
Yeah, I would say them right now, too. And then I'm also big on, like, sometimes, we be talking about who certain teams play, but I'm also big on, like
– you still have to execute.
Correct. If you're a good team, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do to that team, man. When they have the last 2 weeks, I can't take that from them. Mm-hmm. Like, they did what they were supposed to do. These are both 2 mediocre teams you play first, fine. And they have their business. I can't be mad at that.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to beat the shit out of these mediocre teams, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I don't care what anybody says, 40-0 over any NFL team, that's 40-0. So,
correct. And that's how I look at the shit. So, I mean, I'd give them a nod right now. They're the current best team.
I think a lot of people kind of wrote off Mike McCarthy too, but I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of the versatility of his offense so far. They another team like Seattle. They use their tight ends well. They got 3 good tight ends. They obviously got CD, who's dynamic. I want to see what Brandon Cooks looks like healthy, but I think the only beef I have with this team is I don't know. I'm not sure about what they look like if Pollard isn't amazing in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might need to add another guy, but Mike McCarthy kind of impressed me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see how they look when they start getting to more team with the trenches and whatnot, and see how they handle all that. See how Dak handle it. I mean.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, they just went up against the Jets defense and they were moving the ball with ease.
They put up like 14 points. I mean, so I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I got to see. I mean, the Jets can't, they don't have nobody to control the game. So it's kind of like when you also keep getting a whole bunch of opportunities to score. I mean, you should score.
Yeah, that was going to be. I feel like it's always 2 ways to look at it. You could, you know, some people always lean more on the, but. It should have been easier to score again when the opposing quarterback gives your offense the ball 3 times. So I can see why Ant is saying what he's saying, but I can also see the other side. Like, you just got to handle your business still. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we won't know about those questions about Mike McCarthy until we cross that bridge and he plays against – he's, you know, calling plays against a good defense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. What we got next?
Next game is y'all jab. Y'all 2-0 against the 0-2 Bears.
I obviously got a lot to say about this game, but I want to let y'all get y'all stuff off first.
Y'all beat the Vikings last week, 2017. So y'all 2-0. The Bears just 2 back-to-back just stinker losses last week to Green Bay. Justin Fields, it's over. I don't – it's just really bad. It's really, really bad.
We try to defend you, my boy. We try.
Yeah. It's just you're just it's clear film, you missing clear reads. You're holding the ball for 8 seconds in the pocket. Like what?
Yeah, I seen that clip earlier. That who was that? That was running at the seam. He wide open.
Yeah, and he runs into a sack.
Yeah.
It's brutal for him. Oh, let me get my stuff off about the Bears first. I don't think I've ever seen an organization run this poorly in my life, like from top down. Ryan Poles at GM continues to whiff on draft picks, not drafting Jalen Carter. I get the obviously Darnell Wright was a good move, but I mean you pass up on a generational guy to play in an offense that doesn't even make sense. That's number one. Number two, their coaching staff, Eberflus and Getsy, might be the worst combination of play calls I've ever seen in my life, bro. There was a play week one where they had two guys, and y'all play football, so y'all know how stupid this is going to sound. They had a 3-by-1 alignment. So on the three side, they had the number one run the end, I guess, to clear out the underneath coverage. And they had the two and the three both run a corner out. Like, what sense does that make? And then it happened again this last week. They had two dudes, I think they were trying to run stick. And instead of, you know, having some sort of underneath, they had two guys both run a curl. They could have high-fived each other at the top of the break. Like, they were that close to each other. They got no space in this offense.
I did see that week one. They was a lot of them receivers were running the same routes in the same area.
You're right. And so it's like – so it's on that point, it's like, okay, do they have the worst combo of play calls in the league? Yeah, sure, of course, because nobody does that. That's not – you wouldn't even do it on a JV football field. But then it's like Fields also can't read plays correctly when they do dial up stuff that's good. Like that seam ball y'all talking about, they knew we were in cover three. And so they ran like this kind of like spray trips wheel thing where they kind of had like one dude run like a skinny post kind of and one dude up the seam and one dude up the sideline. Wide open for a touchdown. He's staring at it. He just patting the ball and he runs into a sack. So it's like I was talking to Bear about this early. It's kind of like that analogy of, like, you know, the snake eating its own tail. Like, is it going to finish itself off? It's like, okay, well, Fields can't read a defense, so we're going to call concepts that have two guys in the same spot, hoping that he'll see at least one of them. And then because they're calling that stupid shit, Fields has nowhere to go with the ball, but he also can't read the other shit, so they have to call it that way. It's just the worst. It's like every time Justin Fields drop back on the center, you hear circus music. Just It's just so bad over there, bro.
Yeah.
They're a clown show over there. And that's not even talking about their defense. Like, they got no bodies on defense. Their offensive line sucks. It's bad over there. And
it's just employing whoever.
Yeah, that's why I was talking so spicy before the game. It's like, I'm watching this team, and I'm like, if we don't handle this team easily, like, that says way more about us, bro. Like, if you go up against the Bears and you look crazy, I want you to know that says way more about y'all personnel, y'all coach, than it does about anything else. Because I tell you right now, Bear could go out right there right now and dial up a real NFL offense, and they can't do that over there. And they could put me or you at quarterback, and we could produce more than what Justin Fields is doing. Like, they can't function as a unit, bro. It's bad from the top down.
I agree.
And that's how you talk about Chase Claypool. Like, Jesus fucking Christ, that dude,
He doesn't care about football.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's like the Ben Simmons of football. He doesn't give a fuck. He out there half-hearted blocking, and it's rough, bro. It's rough.
Yeah.
What they give up for him, a third?
Yeah, they gave
a third. It was basically a first, because, you know, the Dolphins had their first forfeited, so it was only 31 first-round picks.
Yeah,
they traded him for the 32nd pick.
Yeah, top of the goddamn. It's basically it's a second round pick, basically a first round pick, like Bear saying. And that pick turned out to be, wasn't that Keanu Benton?
Yeah,
Keanu Benton on Steelers. He's a baller. So they passed on Carter and him for Chase Claypool and what? Like, bro, it's real. And their offensive line stinks. Cole Kmet is awful. He's not even a man, bro. Like, it's just
the offensive line is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, so their quarterback doesn't have a brain, neither does their play caller. Tight end is half a man. Like, it's just – it's bad over there for them.
Now,
for us, on the other side of the ball, I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing. I knew our defense was going to come to play. Our defense, like I've been saying all offseason, like, everybody wrote us off because Tom Brady left and everything, and I like, get that. But we still got – I have a single loser in my locker room. Like, nobody is a quitter. Everybody – like, it's a lot like the Niners, honestly. We just got guys who are going to fly around and make plays on defense. So just it's up to coaching at that point in quarterback play. And the coaching, the quarterback play has been good to start the year. Like, Canales actually looks like he can call an NFL offense. Baker's taking care of the football, no turnover so far. Offensive line
is obviously. He looks good out there.
He do.
He looks pretty solid out there, right? Like, he's just
and he not turning the ball over.
And that's all I can ask. That's going to keep us in every game without with the defense. And we got enough weapons to get it done. Yeah. So, Vikings, I going up against Flores, that showed me kind of a lot. The Bears, I expected us to walk over them. It should have been easier than it was. So we're going up against Philly and then the Saints. So that's two actual tests now. Philly's had a little bit of extra days to prep for us too. So this is going to be a real test. But I really like how we match up with Philly. I think we're one of the teams like uniquely built to actually give them a run for any money, just because if you look at the personnel up front, like Vita Vea versus Jason Kelce, that's a tough matchup for Kelce. He's a Hall of Famer. Just size, athleticism, difference. Like, Vita's a load, bro. So that's going to have to force him to do a lot of different creative stuff. But we got two linebackers who can fly around and make plays. So if we could just stay in the game, I think at home we might be able to sneak a dub, but we'll see. I'm excited. I'm going to be in Tampa for that game, so I'm excited for it.
Mm.
I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Going back home for that, huh?
Yeah, we're going back to my stomping grounds, man. You know? Okay. You might see me on the Jumbotron, man.
Shout out my brother.
Okay.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with a Colin Davis creamsicle uniform on, man.
Yeah. Now, okay, that's garbage. But I am going to talk about our division a little bit more after we break down the two Monday night games tonight. Mm-hmm. And then after we talk about the last game on that Thursday night game, the Eagles and the Vikings.
Yeah.
But I do want to elaborate on our division after we talk about us and the Panthers. But yeah, y'all do look good, man. Y'all do look good.
We're good so far. You want to get to that Steelers game next, or you want to do y'all?
Let's talk about the Eagles and the Vikings a little bit.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns, 364 yards. Yay, Kirk Cousins. He's a top quarterback, because when you look at his stats at the end of the year, they look nice. Jettas, 159, 11 receptions. I know you put up those stats between him and Jamar.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it's clearly Zach Taylor, though. But Jamar has been bullshitting, though, like, with the drops. But I just don't think they care about that offense.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't think they like that offense. You could tell.
Yeah, listen, I totally get the Kirk stuff. You look at his numbers and people continue to be impressed by him. It's a little Jared Goff-esque where you just look at the numbers and you're like, oh, this guy is a good quarterback. And he is, for the most part. You could win with that guy. He's not going to do anything special. Well, it's hard for me to put any of this at his feet when that offensive line is just they might have the worst interior offensive line room in the league.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they're going out there without Darisaw, who's an elite tackle, it's just they had no chance against that Philly front. And once Philly realized that they could run the ball any time that they wanted all over that defense, then they kind of put them in a bind. But I thought for the most part, granted against a depleted Philly secondary, you know, they threw the ball really well, bro. They kind of moved it. They put up 28 on that defense on the road.
Yep.
Yeah, but like I seen some people trying to discredit Kirk on Twitter.
And he turned the ball over like 3 times.
He played a good game. That wasn't him that was out there fumbling and shit. Like,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
No justice. That game should have been closer. They could have won that game.
They really could have, bro. They took the ball over 3 times.
But what more you want him to do? And people are saying he's half that, but it's like, he not trying to. They fumbling out there.
No, I 100% agree. And you know what's funny about that? Because I said, Madison, are you serious? With like 10 question marks, and Ant quote tweeted is like, man, all these question marks got me rolling. Like, it's real. Like, are you, like, do you know the situation that you can't be serious, bro?
It's not like Dalvin is good, but it's the idea that replacing Dalvin with him was going to fix anything is just hilarious to me. But they still can't run the football over there.
Doing whatever they need to do to give the game away. Like, there was nothing more that he could have done on his part. What more you want him to do?
Yeah, no, he was doing and that Jettis play right before the half, that ended up being a huge part of the game. That kind of killed their momentum too. Like, they were dealing.
So it's like people. I mean, the whole pass rushing thing. I'm just like, y'all. Everybody needs to give the people that threw the game away all the criticism, not him. Like,
The nigga still threw four tugs. I mean,
It's just funny to make fun of Kirk Cousins, but that game definitely was not him.
Definitely. I say about the Vikings before, against us and Philly, they could have won both those games. They just turned the ball over, I think, a combined 6 times total in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And ours was a one-possession game. They were both one-possession games. And also, a little bit of a foreshadow from last year, they were 11-0 in one-possession games last year. This year so far, they're 0-2. That shit's starting to return back to the median.
And if you go back a year before last year, they were losing those one possession games, so they're basically trending back to what they were.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't think they were that impressive last year, kind of reminiscent of that Steelers team, but they were winning a lot of games. They were a 13 quote unquote win team, but I think they're going to be a lot closer to a 7-ish win team this year. I just don't see it. I think they might be one of the least talented rosters on defense on that side of the ball. I like Ivan Pace. That's about it. To get to Philly a little bit, I think Jalen Carter is a star, man. I can't believe they were able to get that dude at 9, but it pissed me off to no end that they were able to pull that off. Their run defense is nice this year. Both the Georgia dudes up front, it seems like they playing really well off of each other. You can't run on Philly this year, which was a big argument from last year. So if they secondary can stay healthy, I don't think we've even seen really like what Philly can do as a unit. Like they haven't really played an A-plus game yet. I think these are both mediocre performances that they've won against two pretty good football teams. So, Philly's dangerous.
I'm not really moved by what Philly did, especially that Thursday night game, more so because I feel like the Vikings lost that game. I really feel like Philly won that game. I mean, they capitalized and won, so that's what they're supposed to do, but I mean, the Vikings just was doing clown shit out there.
I don't think it'll be a hot take, but I think I'm gonna just say a take. One of those three NFC teams is going to make a trade to try to separate themselves, kind of like almost how like the Niners did to keep up in the NFC with McCaffrey. I think it's going to be a big trade.
I can see it. I can see Philly, like they already rumors that they want to bring in like a Buda Baker to shore up their secondary a little bit. So we'll see what they do. I want to ask Ant though. So, are you saying Philly not impressive? Are you talking about the offense or the defensive side of the ball? Because I think offensively they still look pretty good.
No, I'm talking about the defense.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. I think everybody kind of expected them to take a step back, losing the coordinator, and then is their secondary. It's going to be a year older with Bradbury and Slay and everything. The second and their safety room is kind of weird, but I think they're going to be able to figure it out. That defensive line is still, you still got to block those dudes, bro, and not a lot of teams can.
Their D-line is doing what they do. They still got a top D-line. Their secondary not really impressing me like that. I don't really think they really – they're winning the games they're supposed to win, so I'll give them that, of course, but they don't really do nothing for me to be like, I'm so scared of them right now. You know what I mean? Like, last year,
definitely.
I was like, man, Philly handling their business. Like, last year, they was more of a threat than they are to me right now. Like, right now, they kind of seem a little exposed and whatnot, and to me, that's why Dallas is getting a nod, because they playing a weaker team, but they're doing it in a more impressive way.
Right, right.
So, I mean, and even us, I mean, some people are kind of like, well, y'all played the Rams. I'm like, well, the Rams are scrappy right now, though. So, I mean, I'm sure they give your team a run for their money right now, too.
Yeah. And we was just talking about it before the pod. All these teams have weaknesses. And I think I said it earlier, like, all these teams, like, we just questioned Dallas's offense.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're questioning if Purdy can – when it's time to win those games, we question it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, all these teams, like, the top teams have question marks, you know, and we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm not knocking Philly at all. I'm like that. I mean, they just kind of
– they look beatable to you this year. They look beatable to you. I definitely get that. And I guess –
The gap is smaller.
And to a large degree, I did ignore this myself when I was talking about the Niners this year, but that talent isn't going to go anywhere. So eventually they're going to get the ball rolling. They're going to look more like they did last year. Last year they did look more dominant, but same thing with y'all, Cowboys, not like that talent isn't going to go anywhere, and it's going to eventually show itself. But, you know, I think as Philly continues to get more healthy, Bradbury missed that game, Avante got hurt. They're going to make a move, obviously, but they're going to start to look more like that real Super Bowl contender we saw. And it's gonna be fireworks between y'all three this year, man. It really will be.
Yeah. When does Philly and Dallas play each other first?
No, that's a great question. I think they play once in December, once in November.
I got you. November 5th, week 9, Dallas goes to Philly.
Yep.
Dallas goes to Phily. Okay, that should be
a great game. That's gonna be a great game. I can't wait for y'all to play Seattle too, man. I want to see what it's like. Yeah, that game might be another 35 or 33 game.
Niners play Seattle the first time in November. They actually played them twice in a 3-week span. Oh, okay, look at this span for the Niners. Week 11, they play the Bucks, they play y'all, then they go to Seattle, then they go to Philly, then they play Seattle again at home.
I'm nervous for that game, boy. Jesus Christ. That's going to be a test for sure.
They play the Jags.
Mm. That's a lot of good teams right there. So we'll see. We'll see about the Niners late in the season, but
you know, we get a lot of these road games that are like that. So we ready for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Facts. Y'all travel well.
Yeah, they keep doing it. They keep giving these little
and you know, Jab, defenses travel. Like when you got a good defense, it travels.
Definitely.
But a key game for the Niners, they actually play the Cowboys in 3 weeks.
Ooh!
I will be at that game. I'm trying to get in that game, but I will be there. Mm-hmm. My stepdad got tickets, so I will be in the building.
Damn, I'm jealous of that. I'm not gonna lie to you. That might be an NFC championship preview right there.
And I'm glad they got to come out this way too. I'm glad they got to come out this way because you know, I was just telling Bear that earlier. I'm like, when we went out there for that playoff game, boy, they was whacking us for them tickets. But our tickets were hella high, so I'm like. I'm gonna try to get up in there still, but it's gonna be a good game. We're looking forward to it. You know, Niners fans gonna be super deep up in there, so we're gonna try to get them all types of problems to help the team.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But and what's been the good thing is our fans try crazy, so you know, it's really been helping the team because the team can talk about it every week, like especially when we go to LA. You know, that's light work.
Yeah, that's your house.
Yeah. You know, these little new Rams fans keep acting like they ain't got fans now, whatever, and they don't. I mean, you should have never left St. Louis. That wasn't a smart move to move two teams to L.A. in the same building.
Yeah, none of them really got, like, a real home field advantage.
They don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They fans are trying to, like, force themselves in conversations now, and it's hella annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't take any Rams fans serious right now.
Facts. I didn't take them serious when they won their Super Bowl, but yeah.
I didn't either.
We'll get to the games tonight. We got the Browns Steelers. We'll start off with them first. Steelers 0-1. They lost horribly to the Niners last week. Browns beat the Bengals quite easily last week. I think we all go have the Browns tonight.
I think this should be a bloodbath by the Browns, but I think just because of these two teams, they play each other so often, it won't be. It's going to be some stupid ass 21-17 game when it should be like 38-10.
Well, I will say, if we going schematically, Conklin out for the year, T.J. Watt, and that D-line could just beat them.
That's true. I do like that Ohio State kid, though, DeJuan Jones. Like
I do, too. Yeah, man, his film on the body breakdown was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe do you just run Nick Chubb that way, just try to tie T.J. out for the fourth quarter, maybe, you know, body blows type of thing?
Yeah.
So we'll see. I just think physically, like, I think obviously TJ a better player than him, but just physically 6'7", 240 pounds. Like, that's a lot to, you know, to have to go up against every single snap.
And he moves well. It's crazy.
And he moves well, too. I think that's the offensive line. This is going to be a test, boy. Like, this Browns front this year is special.
It's special this year.
So, you know, I think in all seriousness, the Browns, they should handle the Steelers pretty easily here.
Man, going against back-to-back fronts like that, if you're the Steelers, is
It's gonna be tough. I'm just seeing in my mind a scenario where the Steelers are still in the game late in the fourth quarter. So I'm just not all the way ready to say it's gonna be a blowout. But I do expect the Browns to win.
I'm telling you, I'll be chucking some of that stuff up to the division games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right about that, though.
You gotta always remember that people be surprised when a weak team get with a good team in their division. They see each other all the time.
Yeah, we know exactly what you want to do. We know your tendencies. You know, a lot of y'all work out in the offseason.
You know. And you're going to play harder because they in your division.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's going to matter. Is this in Pittsburgh or is it in Cleveland?
It is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Tough divisional game on the road, so we'll see for sure.
Mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson out, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah. That means Denzel's going to be seeing a lot of pickings.
Yep.
I will say I'm interested to see if he's out. Calvin Austin, I like him. He might be a sneaky X factor for this game.
Yeah. I like him, too. Another game, another divisional game tonight. I will be at practice for most of this game. I'm hot. But we go to Charlotte, play the Carolina Panthers. They have no J.C. Horn and DJ Chark questionable.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty healthy. Only person questionable for us is Kendre.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling about this game? Because I know how I feel. I'm going to just go real quick and get your stuff off. Pretty similarly, tough divisional game, Monday Night Football. I think this is going to be a pretty low-scoring game still. I think we're probably going to see like a 17, a 14, 17, 16 type of thing. Just two hard-nosed teams running up against each other. I think eventually y'all open it up just because Derek Carr actually got options to pass down the field with Olave and Michael Thomas, and I just don't think the Panthers do. But I will say Brian Burns against the left side of y'all line with Derrick Brown, that might be something to watch. So that's why I think it's going to be close. Derrick Carr is going to be under a lot of pressure.
I know.
I think the Saints pull it out. Same thing, scrappy division game. But I think the Saints end up pulling away. I mean, they're the better team, so they should end up closing it out.
Yeah.
Probably win by 10 points, something like that in there. But they might win by like 14. I ain't gonna lie. Panthers is young, so we'll see.
I feel about our line. I feel about their line. I feel like we can get after them too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna be whoever trenches basically play better. But then, like you said, we got the weapons to go. Yeah. Downfield with those two, like you said, Olave and Mike Thomas and Shahid too. Derek Carr got some chemistry with Juwan Johnson. Juwan Johnson, the tight end. We'll see. I think we win by 10.
See that. A little 24-14 type of thing.
Type of game, yeah.
Yeah,
we just trying to be 2-1 at least by the time we get our weapon back, our real offense, then we're going to open it up.
Yeah. I think because you were talking about the pass rush. I think we keep saying that we got to give more flowers to the secondary. Just the amount of versatility that y'all were able to build. I was talking to a couple of Sixers fans today on the timeline. They were saying, why doesn't so-and-so follow who and who when they're doing it? And now a lot of that is Marshawn's ability. But a lot of that is the other guys, too, because when you have somebody who follows, you have to have, a safety, a nickel, a number two. They all have to have inside-out versatility. They all have to be able to do a lot of the same thing. Like, if you in a dubs formation, 2x2, for example, each side, and they motion, and now he the one on the other side, that means your slot and your two have to have inside-out versatility against the run in the pass. So, I think I don't think y'all get enough credit for the secondary y'all being able to build as a whole. It's not just, Marshawn. It's the secondary as a whole. You guys got, a real talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. I think, Bryce, that's just a tough test, bro. Like, even at home, at the crib. Like, if Bryce looks good against this secondary, like, that says a lot about him, bro.
I agree.
Says a lot about the kid.
And he don't need to do too much. Take what they give you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes they try to do too much and be too cute out there, and they don't need to be all that. Like, they take what they give you and something to open up.
They would definitely be wise to try to attack the middle of y'all defense, man. If there is a weakness, it's the middle of the defense. But, DeMario is going to be able to get guys in spots, and, Pete's always flying around. So if I was to attack the Saints, I would go at that D tackle room.
Yeah. Brazil looked like a player, though. So we'll see.
And we definitely gonna see, but yeah, everybody, like you guys should win that one fairly easily. But I think y'all pull away late.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, you said you had a little something about our division as a whole. I got something too. I think we're better. Like I've been saying, we better than people gave us credit for, bro.
I think both of our divisions with Ann in here talking about the NFC West too. I think even the Rams surprised damn near everybody.
Cardinals surprised people. I know they're tanking, but they went toe-to-toe with a team that made the playoffs last year,
Yeah. And, yeah, then they obviously tanked that game.
At the end there.
Yeah. But, yeah, y'all 2-0, the Falcons 2-0. The division might be a little bit harder than people gave it credit for.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we're free wins. Like, us, y'all, and the Falcons, I don't think it's a free win for anybody. So, yeah.
Yep.
I want to say we played the Falcons last year, I think it was, and they beat us. So, I mean, they're not some walkover.
Yeah, they're going to be they're a weird team to prepare for. They run a very unique offense. Bijan is special. Offensive line is good. Saints got an elite defense. You know, we got talent on our team. It's just – these three teams, they're not going to go anywhere this entire season. If you want to come in and beat the NFC South this year with those three teams especially, and we'll see what Carolina turns out to be too. Like I think this division is closer to being good than it is to being ass. I'll say that.
Yeah. A lot of people are wrong about a lot of takes about divisions and teams.
And I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it. You know, it's 7 months before the season. People trying to get takes off. I ain't mad at it. She got to play out. All right. Hey, so is that it? Anybody else got any takes they want to get off?
You got any takes you want to get off? I do. I got a question real quick. Mm-hmm. Any coaches already on the hot seat? I know it already said Zach Taylor. I know I think y'all pretty much agreed with that too. But any coaches early? I know we probably going to say Brandon Staley.
Staley, definitely.
I was just telling you
Salah,
earlier.
Obviously.
You think Salah on the hot seat?
I think so. I mean, I think you can post him a little bit of bail with the Rodgers stuff, but it's like at a certain point you gotta win. You know, if they miss the playoffs again, they win like six or seven games.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
I
will see.
They was rebuilding, so I kind of was like trying to chuck it up to that a little bit, like give them a little time. You gotta let some of that shit play out. I mean, you gotta think. I always use us as an example because it's the easiest example of like when Kyle and John came in 2017, and then. We went to the Super Bowl in 2019. So you kind of got to let the whole thing play out, them getting their roster and personnel together and all that kind of mesh and then grade everything, in my opinion. Because he mm-hmm. What is it, year three for him now?
Yeah, it's year three, and he has won, what, probably 20 collective games?
I mean, I would have thought that – They would have did more obviously with Aaron this year until that happened. I mean, we don't expect that to happen, so I can't really
definitely.
You know, I gotta let that play out first for another year or two. Probably be like, all right, it is solid. You know what I mean?
I got you. I think I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think he should be just because he ended this season on the hot seat. But I think if Aaron wants him back, he'll be back.
I mean, it's not like he is coming back. I just know how it is when it comes to rebuilding, and sometimes people in general be thinking like rebuilding just happens overnight, and it doesn't. Like,
yep.
We flipped a whole roster, you know what I mean? So sometimes when people be using Kyle's record with the Niners, it's kind of just like, well, there's a couple of those years where we didn't make the playoffs where it was just straight injuries.
Right.
So, and even then, we were still competing, you know what I mean? You never just was able to just walk over us. We always competed no matter what, no matter how weak we was or injury prone, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, rebuilding wise, I try to get them the window to get their stuff together and their personnel and everything to let that play out and like, all right, let's see if they do anything this time. It's been about 3-4 years. You brought a lot of players in, draft picks, free agents, all the other stuff, new coaches. Let's see what they do now. You know what I mean? And I mean,
yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah,
I agree. If it don't visually look bad, like if you can see a vision, then you give people leeway. Like, and I correct. Think Salah got a, they got a. You got a vision, you know what I mean? Yeah. As opposed to, like, maybe, I don't know, the Cardinals or somebody, what somebody might say, like.
You think they're only going to give Gannon a year over there?
I don't know.
I was just telling Bear earlier, I don't think he has a long, I think he has a very short leash over there. I don't even understand the hire to begin with.
This is how I think about it. Like, especially if you get, when you get high, like, talent and value guys like that they going after, like we all know is the Caleb. Like you gotta have a guy there to coach him. The offensive coordinator there, we looked at his history before, we talked about it. Like again, is that, and Caleb already talking about it. Like it's already in the rumor. He might stay another year because he don't
want to play for him. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Or the Bears. Yeah, Bears another team that's gonna be on a hot seat. Let me ask you a question. What are these high level contenders? Could you see a situation were obviously Zach Taylor for the Bengals or Sean McDermott, you know, for the Bills. Are they on the hot seat this year?
Yeah, I think Zach Taylor.
My thing with McDermott is just, you know, with all that stuff about, Diggs, and he kind of handled that situation weird, saying that he was really worried, and then Diggs showed up the next day. He was like, I don't know what Coach talking about. Like, if they underachieve again, are they looking to move in a new direction, like maybe have an offensive guy who can handle Josh Allen more?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
I see a world where that can happen.
Yeah. I wouldn't put the writing in stone here, but I'm just saying it'd be something to watch out for. Like, if they really just feel like ever since they went to that AFC title game, they just feel like every year they're taking a step in the wrong direction. And they're like, okay, let's try to get some guy under here. You know, Josh played his best ball on the day, but let's try to get an offensive guy.
I heard you was about to – I feel like you was about to have some pushback on that, Ant.
What?
You don't think the Bills might look to start over?
You just think it's too much success there?
No, not yet, because I don't know. Like I said, I mean, as much slack as Josh Allen gets, he also kind of be masking a lot, too, that be going on over there. So, if there's no Josh Allen, then I could see – that happening, but I don't really see it happening right now, to be honest.
Right.
I don't know. That's just how I look at it. He masks a lot, but then he also takes a lot too. So it's kind of because of that little gray area of things, he's doing just enough to kind of keep him employed over there, in my opinion.
Okay. No, that's a new perspective. That's a good perspective right there.
Well, what about Ron Rivera? I know they 2-0 right now, but what you think about him on the hot seat?
You should absolutely be on the hot seat, man.
I'm not a fan of Ron Rivera.
Yeah, neither am I.
Me either.
So, I mean, he on the hot seat, in my opinion, yeah. Okay. Will be.
What about Joe Judge?
Wait, where's Joe Judge at? Why can't I remember?
The Giants.
Isn't that Dable? Or are you talking about front office?
I mean, Dable. My bad.
Yeah, I thought about it while they were losing to the Cardinals. Like, okay, if they start 0-6, then, you know, he has to be on the hot seat. But because it was a possibility, I'm looking at their schedule where they could start 0-6. But I just think he kind of – like the same thing with what you were saying about Salah. Like, when you can see the vision, when you can see, like, the – and he had success last year, you can see that he's building something positive. He just doesn't have the players. I think it would be too early to give up on him. But if they did start 0-6, like, they would be foolish not to entertain without a fire them.
Yeah. And like you said, like, I can see that. Like, you could see a rebuilding team if they got, like you said, a vision or not, or if they got, like, the potential. Like, okay, we can see them going somewhere or not. Like, the way the players play this is different. And that was why I never were tripped off the whole Kyle thing at one point. I'm just like, we were just fighting. You know what I mean? When we were weak. 2017, 2018, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I don't – you can still see it for them. But we still let the season play out. I mean, it's only been, what, 1 year for him, so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay. As the season goes on, and depending on players are playing and whatnot, and how they handle stuff in their division, that'll kind of tell a lot. Because, I mean, now that Washington kind of even trying to keep up a little bit, I mean, they can mess around fall to fourth in their division, so.
Okay. One more. What do you think about? I know this is another one. I mean, he obviously on the hot seat. Eberflus.
100%. Yeah, he should be fired up midseason. It's not even hot. Like they looking for the nigga right now to replace him. I'm telling you right now.
I agree.
Yeah. Like
that might be.
They conducting interviews as we speak. Our video just surfaced on my timeline. Chandler Jones. What's going on with him, bro? Is everything all right? Is he on drugs or something? It's just he just doesn't look right.
I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know.
Over there. No, man. Praise to him, bro. Jesus Christ. But yeah, no. That's another one. Josh McDaniels might be. Is he on the hot seat too?
I don't know because okay. So I think Caleb would maybe entertain playing for Josh. Just because he has some, you know, to some degree, he got a resume.
Yeah. I mean,
think about, like, man, I get to play with Tay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel you. But, it's a lot to think about this moment. A lot of dudes in mock draft season. A lot of people are not undefeated the order. I can say that about my team. I don't know how y'all feeling, but my team up 2-0.
I'm 2-0 right now.
We're gonna get it done today.
Yeah, you better. If you lose to Carolina, boy, I'm gonna be on your ass.
Yeah, we can't lose to them bumps.
Yeah, I had that 2-0 sleep last night.
I slept real good, right? In, I mean, a lot of dudes though, yeah, they don't know what it feels like. I mean, they just woke up like, damn, my team won today. A lot of dudes woke up, sat there 3 hours, started crying.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, victory Monday, feeling great.
Yeah, man, had me a nice little breakfast burrito, some coffee, man. It was great.
I don't have to get mine a little day late.
We're gonna see if you got a little victory Tuesday kicking off.
All right, Ben.
We got the slander ready.
Oh, please say something out on those Giants fans, man, because they was talking crazy this offseason. I need y'all to talk about the flow with them on Thursday.
Yeah, so I got into that this morning. I didn't even know it was beef. I didn't know Giants fans was talking this crazy this offseason,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was for sure. Yeah, you're talking real spicy. We don't need to point out no names or nothing, but we know what you're talking about, Bear.
The couple I follow is, I mean, for me personally, I mean, they good in my book. You know what I'm saying? I only follow a couple, but yeah. I did see that weight of Giants Twitter in general kind of talking a little crazy and talking spicy like they finna be up there with the top dog. So,
yeah.
Come on. They got to be real.
Yeah, man. Nothing, you know, that's football, man. A lot of teams stand there. We go back and forth. At the end of the day, it's just football.
I remember that same said person, Jab, last year was trying to flex on me with the Wink Martindale. Look how many points he gave these first 2 weeks. Man, I'm just saying.
Hey, man. Hey, we're going to see later this season, man. A lot will be revealed. But anybody else got any takes they want to get off?
Nah.
Hey, man. See y'all Thursday.
Hey, man. Hey, go ahead. And I got money on y'all, so go ahead and handle that for me.
Real nigga, man.
Did somebody bet you who a Giants fan?
No. I'm putting a little prize pick, little parlays together.
A little joint, little okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Hey, been another episode of the Deep Thirst Podcast. I appreciate Club Bear. Go ahead and give him a follow on Twitter. I appreciate you stopping by and chopping it up with us, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Hey,
my boy.
Hey, man. We out.
We gone.